This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I do believe that we're starting another hour of conversation here. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. Tuesday, the 20th of March. Actually, spring begins later today. Tomorrow's the first full day of spring. And there'll be 70-mile-an-hour winds and a foot of snow where I am at the moment. But, Jennifer, guess where I'll be tomorrow at this time?
You'll be getting wet in Los Angeles.
Really? Not
it's
as wet as...
It's supposed to be the biggest storm of the season.
Oh!
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Perfect. I can't avoid it no matter what. I'd rather get wet than be snowed in. Anyway, let's get to our trending stories, Victoria. What do we have cooking that is of interest and import for the world that is all ears waiting for you?
Well, speaking of weather, Winter Storm Toby has now been named. It is official. This will be the fourth nor'easter. This is going to start to affect the D.C. up through southern New Jersey, Philadelphia area starting today. Tomorrow, it will actually reach New England. So if you leave today, then you'll be all good, Dougie,
bye,
as usual. You'll be escaping the bad weather.
See you later.
Yeah, this is, once again, it's from D.C. all the way up to Boston. Power outages are expected. They don't know how much snow it will be because it will be a very wet snow, so we don't really know about accumulations yet. But this is just hopefully the last of the season because, hello, it is spring now.
Yes, it is. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. Oh, you heard me say that already once.
We did. Yes, and another trending news, the Austin, Texas, the bombings, that whole issue seems to be continuing.
Yeah.
Well, apparently last night in San Antonio, a package that was bound for Austin exploded at the FedEx facility before it was delivered. And so now the officials are looking into that, saying that they definitely think it's connected to the prior bombings in Austin. So they have obviously not found out who is doing this, if it's more than one person. But and it appears to be racially motivated, but yet they don't even really have confirmation on that either. So people in Austin obviously on edge about this whole thing, concerts being canceled, all of that. People are afraid to really do much right now, and the police are once again issuing the same warning. If you see any type of a package, do not touch it, don't approach it, and just call the police and let them inspect it.
It wouldn't mean any kind of a package. If it's delivered to your house, any... What does it mean?
Well, if you aren't expecting you don't have an order that's expected, they tell you to call them.
Yeah.
Really?
The packages that have exploded on people's doorsteps, they were not delivered by FedEx or UPS or the mail, the U.S. Postal Service. So I think in one case, the 17-year-old kid who picked it up and brought the package in, he was killed because it exploded in their kitchen. Mm. So he didn't realize... And a lot of times you get too close to a package before you pick it up and you shake it and then you look at the label and then it's too late.
Yeah. All right. Word to the wise is sufficient, so some say. The world of Washington and the comings and goings there, the El Supremos yesterday denied a request from the Republicans in Pennsylvania to block those new congressional maps that could tilt several key races in favor of the Democrats. Now, do I remember that the fellow who got elected last week was in one of those districts or not? Am I...
Connor Lamb, who won his election last week, that's actually going to be totally changed and wiped out. They're going to be redistricting that, I think, in a year or two.
They are. All right. So this does what to the Republicans? The Republicans in Pennsylvania versus the Republicans who are national. There's a district that's west of Pittsburgh that could become very competitive, it looks like. New map drawn by the state Supreme Court would mean that more of the historically Democratic electorates in the state, three seats in the suburbs of Philadelphia, including one region represented by Republican Brian Fitzpatrick and another in part by Ryan Costello, could be affected. Both of them are Republicans. Gerrymandering at its finest. Did you study gerrymandering when you were in high school taking social studies or political history or science or anything? Everybody know what gerrymandering is?
I know what it is now, but I don't remember taking that. I don't remember learning about that in high school.
See, that's one of the things that's really
bad. It doesn't
bad
mean
about
I didn't.
That.
I just don't remember it. you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that it wasn't that it wasn't taught in U.S. history. I just don't particularly remember that part of it.
All right. Who remembers gerrymandering? Jennifer, were you paying attention that day in class?
I don't think I can remember. That was 20 years ago. But
really?
I don't know if I learned it in high school or if I learned it later in life. How about you? Can you remember learning it in school?
Yes, I can
of
remember.
Of course he's going to. He's the only person who ever learned every single thing in high school and in school in general.
I can't remember what I had for
breakfast. I was actually paying
yesterday.
Attention. I thought that's what I was there for, to pay attention to what was going on. Hello? Why do you
I
go
paid
to
attention. I
too.
Wasn't messing around, but I don't remember anything. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. Why am I going to remember what I learned 20 years ago?
I had Cheerios for breakfast yesterday. All right. Anyway, so I guess that's enough about I noticed that Kara hasn't chuckled or chimed in one way or the other, so that
I feel
means
like
she
my answer is
so.
Pretty much the same as everyone else's.
Okay. Yeah,
and
right.
Also, I mean, by the time I got to U.S. history, we had like 40 more years of history to learn about. And
and so you went to...
Don't sound so enthusiastic, Kara.
I'm just saying that...
She couldn't even get through the sentence. She was so unenthused.
All right. Other comings and goings in Washington, the juicier kind. Apparently jealousy over Rob Porter dating his ex-girlfriend Hope Hicks led Corey Lewandowski, who was Trump's former campaign manager, to leak the wife-beating allegations that ultimately forced his resignation. How about that, Jennifer? How about that, Victoria?
Well, that's interesting. That's true. I've been seeing a lot about this love triangle stuff, but...
Yeah, right. So, Porter's second wife is a woman named Jennifer Willoughby, who was interviewed by New Yorker magazine. Said that Porter tried to get her to remove a blog post in which he accused him of physical abuse because he feared somebody was going to send it to the news media.
I get that there's more to people than their looks, but Rob Porter is not that attractive of a guy, so how does he have so many wives and girlfriends that he's accused of beating when he looks the way that he looks?
Ask yourself that question again.
Do you remember the movie Private Parts by Howard Stern? A little something to do with it.
I don't know if I believe. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's all true. Maybe Corey Lewandowski leaked the story. It sure would make for a good soapy tale. But
yep.
We were hearing already about security clearance issue problems for like 8 months. I think people were talking about this.
Was
so
Bannon
I don't know.
Involved in this? Do you think, Jennifer? On the sidelines.
I don't know about that. I know that Reince Priebus may be closer because it was definitely more of a chief of staff issue, and Reince was the former chief of staff. So perhaps John Kelly became chief of staff, I think, last July.
Yeah.
So probably split between the two of them.
I just think the most interesting development in terms of juicy gossip in D.C. is that... Don Jr.
Yeah.
It was going to leave his wife for Aubrey O'Day, which literally is like the equivalent of Donald Trump Sr. if he was going to leave Melania for Stormy Daniels. They both obviously like busted porn stars.
Really?
It's like father like son. They are
is
cut
Aubrey
from the same cloth.
Is she
no,
a porn
well,
star?
She did have a sex tape, but she looks like
she
a
was
hooker.
The girl bander, right?
Yeah.
What was her
she
girl
looks
band?
Like a hooker.
She does. Identity Kane.
Yeah,
there you go.
Puff
and she
Daddy's
was on the celebrity.
Band.
Yeah, she was on the Celebrity Apprentice, and apparently that's how she met him. But oh my god,
I liked Aubrey on. What was the reality show that we liked to watch? Family, marriage counseling. Even though she wasn't married, it was one of those
Boot camp.
Yeah, it was one of the wee boot camps that I fell in love with Aubrey O'Day. She was with some poor schlub who had a man bun, and that didn't last.
A man bun.
Oh yeah.
What's that? What's a man bun?
Exactly what it sounds like. It's a bun for a man.
It's a bun on top of a dude's head. It
Vanessa
looks
cross-eyed to me. Does she look cross-eyed to you?
She looks angry in every picture I've seen. I don't blame her.
So
apparently
what
she
is
was
the,
pregnant when this all went down.
The filing took place last week. apparently there are some details that have been leaked already, other than the things that you've been talking about. The story in yesterday's Page Six suggested that Donald Trump Jr. treats his wife like a second-class citizen and doesn't give her any money. That he gives her, quote-unquote, very little help, but keeping her on a tight budget. She doesn't live a lavish life and can rarely pick up the check at dinner. Wow.
Okay, so
like
what's a tight budget
reality
for a Trump wife?
This is so ridiculous.
Also, because the idea that she can rarely pick up dinner with his money is very odd. Why
budgets? I'm not trying to defend DJ TJ here, but tight budgets for a Trump are a lot different than my tight budget, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. But you're right about that, Victoria. This is much juicier. Let's see here. Donald Trump Jr. Was interviewed, let's see, in 19... No, wait a minute. There's a story floating around about what Donald Trump Sr. was, who was on with Larry King. He said you got to be very careful with your children and their wives and their romances. Apparently, didn't one of them have a fling with Leonardo DiCaprio? This is really getting into the weeds.
One of the boys?
All this stuff.
What?
Yeah. No.
No, sure
Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa.
Vanessa, the wife. Yeah.
Maybe. Right. She looks like a Leonardo type. She's pretty, blonde.
And cross-eyed.
Yes.
All right.
That's number one, what Leonardo DiCaprio looks for.
Match.com profile.
Only cross-eyed lady.
Hot cross-eyed.
And I'm sure Leonardo DiCaprio is on Match.com.
Two Leos are better than one.
Okay. I have in front of me, ladies, the tubes that come with power swabs. I also have a quick stick. You know what the quick stick is? Mm-hmm. Get a quick stick.
Sure.
With
what you talking about?
It is, ladies and gentlemen, going to be one of those days. Stick around for the entire exciting. If you can't get all of it now, you can get it on TuneIn Radio during the course of the day. All right. So the power swab stick. And what they tell us in the ad, and we tell you, is you snap it, swab it, and smile. So I have one of the swabs that I'm going to, you hear me snapping it? It's like that, okay? So I'm going to demonstrate for you how this works. You ready? Everybody
ready.
Everybody look at my smile. You're going to take your swab, and you're going to put it in.
Wow, so beautiful.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a bright smile.
Perfect. There you go. Going on the uppers.
Oh, boy.
I know.
The lowers.
All right. The lowers.
Doug's on uppers. That's what I heard.
And now I'm on the downers, on the downs. What do they call your upper row of teeth and your lower row of teeth? Isn't that what they call them?
Sure, your choppers.
Never. Yeah, right, exactly. Now, if I were in a pinch and going to see someone important and I didn't have time in the morning to do the power swab, what you get when you buy power swabs at 800-208-1797 is not only the kit for whitening your teeth in 5 minutes, but you get a power stick that you can use as a stain out. So if you're on the go and you see your teeth are a little bit stained, you take this baby and you just, unscrew the end and you do the same thing. So my teeth are going to be, people on the plane will be very impressed with me today because my teeth are so white. They can do that on top of the other thing. All right, this is a big deal, and it's an easy deal, and it's a quick deal. So the whitening that takes place in 5 minutes is the solution to bright white smiles that you want to have. If you smoke too much, stop it. If you drink too much coffee, stop it. Tea, red wine, all of that stuff. If you don't have the sort of gumption to stop, then clean up your teeth with power swabs. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to DJV. Get 50% off the retail price of power swabs.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I popped in town for a satellite dish.
Time at 23 half the hour for the DJV show to continue with entertainment news. Jennifer is on top of the TV report, at least for tonight, and Victoria and Karen and I will talk about, well, actually Jennifer will be focused on the Backstreet Boys as well, but first, what do we have that is good? Anybody get any reviews of television from last night, first of all?
No, but did I tell you I watched some 911 over the weekend?
No.
Did I tell you guys about that?
What's 911?
Maybe a cool show that you guys ought to check out. It's the one with, oh gosh, Raina James is from Nashville. Connie Britton is her name, and Peter Krause, and it's on Fox. And it's a story about...
Oh, I did see a little of that, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I have had the whole, admittedly, I'm the worst television viewer ever. You should probably find a new TV host. I had the entire season of 911 on my DVR. I never watched it, but I like Connie Britton. I like Peter Krause, so it's just been sitting there. So over the weekend, I spent some time with my dad, and he goes, oh, watch this show with me. So we watched, I think, episode 8. I jumped into this series, and I totally loved it. It was about all the weird things that happen on a full moon, including, you would have hated this, Doug, somebody eating somebody's face in a bar.
Oh!
And some gay guy with a tapeworm. But I'm
sorry. Oh!
That wasn't what I was watching.
This it was a very intriguing program. So I think maybe this weekend I might hit up a few more episodes. Just
wow.
Out there.
Sure.
If you haven't watched
make
it,
sure I'm if on. I'm not if I'm around, make sure that you invite me over. I'm sure that'd be. I'm thrilled.
It's a good Doug activity.
It's yeah, something right. You would still watch, Doug. I predict you would still really like it. So yes.
All right.
Okay. So, but that's not tonight on television. I digress with that. Tonight on television, you're going to get a brand new episode of the last season of The Middle. I really love this show. This is the one with Patricia Heaton, and tonight's episode stars Brooke Shields, who is a recurring star. But it's always fun when she comes in as the trash talking neighbor next door to the Hex. The Middle. New on ABC at 8 o'clock. Now, Adam Ruins Everything is a new show on True TV. You can see that at 10:30. Talks about the fake side of unscripted television. And all kinds of good things. Adam Ruins Everything New on True TV at 10:30. Fresh Off the Boat has their season finale tonight on ABC. That's at 8:30. Freeform has Shadowhunters. That's the season premiere of that program. That's at 8 o'clock. And You, Me, Her is on a network called The Audience Network. That's new tonight at 10. Rounding things out, if you like The Middle and Fresh Off the Boat, you can finish off the night on ABC with Black-ish. They have a new episode and a new show for ABC premiering this week. Is called For the People. New attorneys take on some new cases. That's at 10 p.m. CBS, excuse me, is in reruns tonight. Brand New Voice on NBC. And, hey, my buddy Trace Adkins is back to help Blake Shelton. Rise is new on NBC following that at 9, and a new Chicago Med at 10 o'clock on NBC.
So I had a couple of hours late in the afternoon yesterday. I went to see that movie, the Christian-based movie about the song.
How was it? It really did well.
Trace Adkins was in it, and that's why I brought it up.
But I gotta go. Hello.
What movie is this?
Rise or
No.
It made $17 million last week at the box office. It beat Wrinkle in Time even.
Yeah, it's
I Can Only Imagine.
There you go.
Yeah, the song is I Can Only Imagine. It's a real song, apparently. I don't want to waste it on here because I want to get the Backstreet Boys story in, but. It's an interesting story. Backstreet Boys' story is that they're going to launch their own brand of tequila. Jen, I know how you love
perfect.
This big boy band.
Yeah, I'm going to go
they're
see them in August,
entering
so I'll celebrate
the
with the
spirits
tequila.
Business. They were at a resort in Cancun. They dropped hints to the press about their new tequila, which is in the partnering stage with a distributor down in Mexico. The boys didn't say what the name would be, but if their tequila dream does come to fruition, they're going to join the ranks of Justin Timberlake, Carlos Santana, P. Diddy, Sammy Hagar, and Adam Levine. They have also launched some tequila brands. Interest in tequila and its sales have been growing a lot, so much so that there's been an industry-wide warning of a shortage putting pressure on tequila prices. All right, so what does our bartender say about tequila? Is that something that's very popular when you're working a crowd?
Yum. Yeah, it's pretty popular.
Yum.
Yum. That's what I say about it.
Yum. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could.
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As the beginning of spring, something to celebrate today. It's Tuesday, the 20th of March, the vernal equinox, which is when the amount of sunshine is approximately 12 hours long. With the clocks being turned ahead or back, we have equal hours of daylight and darkness, both today and, surprisingly enough, 6 months from today, the same thing happens. Wow. It's called
the
autumnal. It's
the first day of spring, isn't it?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's the first full day of spring is tomorrow. It's about, I think, 2:40 it starts. It depends on local time. Anyway, the vernal equinox marks the moment in the sky when the sun crosses the celestial equator. It's sort of the imaginary line in the sky above the Earth's equator from north to south. Happens either today or tomorrow, pretty much every year. The time the sun crosses the equator marking the vernal equinox is different for each time zone. For those in the Pacific and the mountain central time zones, it's something that has occurred already. For those in the eastern time zone, it's 12:30. All right, so that's the story. For those of you who didn't really need to know all of that, there's as much as you needed to know. And then some. All right, so let's see. What else do we have that is of interest? And this is a time when there are a lot of storms. The equinox is today. Mercury goes retrograde on Friday for 3 weeks. That's always an exciting time, three times a year. And this year it happens to coincide with both the beginning of spring and the beginning of fall. So around the equinox, and then there's one in between.
Can Mercury go retrograde early for certain people?
Yeah. Well, for me, it was last night. I had a miserable night last night, and I'm not necessarily going to talk much about it. It's just another bunch of foolishness in my continuing. You'd think that the people here in this community would be happy that I'm trying to save the farm. We've been at this for years and years and years. It's become such an annoyance that I'm almost, well, I'm not ready yet because I don't give up on things, but it's just the stupidity of people never ceases to amaze me. And as an example of that, a story from Austin, Texas, not like the one we were telling in the last half hour. This one started in the Oakwood barbecue, ending with a 12-year-old girl in the hospital and a sheriff's deputy under arrest. Sheriff's deputy Jack Danforth, sitting in a restaurant with his daughter and her boyfriend. 12-year-old girl and a small dog were running around near them. Deputy picked up the dog, was sweet, petted the dog, talked to the girl, put the dog back down. Then the 12-year-old girl began playing with the dog again. And all of a sudden, the deputy allegedly jumped from the seat, tackled the girl, and started to punch her in the face. And there still isn't any clear explanation as to why. This guy was all over like it was a UFC fight, according to one of the other sheriff's deputies. He was hammer-fisting her. Witnesses surrounded him and pulled him off. And so the girl was taken to the hospital. This guy was arrested. He just didn't seem to know. He looked like something snapped. And I don't know this about being a policeman. It just is about people who... He was kicking her with a steel-toed boot. You wonder, when you see some of this stuff in movies and on TV, if it doesn't just... The police came and arrested this guy. He was fighting with them. So something just kind of tripped, apparently. Nobody knew this... The family of the girl never knew, never had seen the deputy before. He was apparently drunk when they arrested him. And so that may account for something. The reason that I brought it up was in part to tell the story, but I mentioned a few minutes ago that I had been to see that movie, I Can Only Imagine. And I had mixed feelings about it. Yeah, it did do fairly well at the box office. I think it came in number 3 or number 4 over the weekend. This is the story of this song. Crank, this is a real song, very popular song. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Is this the original version of it, Kara? Or
yeah.
Is this somebody else? It is the
original. I can only imagine.
It's a beautiful song.
I've definitely heard it before, Jen. Yeah. You probably heard it on country stations.
I've never heard of this or the movie. Yeah, I'm lost.
Well, I've heard of the movie, but this doesn't sound familiar.
This song, apparently, according to the movie anyway, Jennifer, is the most popular song of its type ever recorded and released on Christian radio stations, and it played on a lot of AC stations as well. And the story is one of a young boy who was beaten badly by his father. And the story is, there's a beauty to it and there's an annoyance to it at the same time. you know me, I'm not much when it comes to the people who wear their Christianity. It bugs me. I think people in their religions are beautiful as long as something good comes of it. But I'm not sure that I am excited about people who wear it on their sleeves. And that's what a lot of this movie was. Dennis Quaid played the father. The youngster who was the singer of this song is a young, unknown actor, but he has an absolutely beautiful voice. My God, what a great voice he has. And so it's the story of a troubled youngster who's beaten by his father. He runs away when he gets out of school. He has a girlfriend, all of that stuff. Mother runs away. And he starts this band with four or five other guys, and they come along the way, and they meet a manager who's played by Trace Adkins. And he and his voice, traveling in and out of the rooms, it's quite a charming story. It's pretty simplistic, but it comes out at the end. I had tears in my eyes at the end of it. And it really, Amy Grant is really in the movie, and she played a part in this, apparently, in her career. But it's a little heavy-handed, and it's a little too for me, but yet it is it's a story worth seeing. If you are into this kind of music or you feel strongly about your religion, you probably really enjoy it a lot.
So. Well, I think it's interesting, at least. So the band is Mercy Me, and it's the movie is based on the background story of the actual lead singer of the actual band and why he wrote the song, because his father abused him and then died when he was 18. So I guess it's his story about that. But I had never heard of the movie before. It's kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah, it is. So if you're, I mean, it's just one of those things. And I happen to have, as I said, a couple of hours on my hand yesterday afternoon after I got all my work done, and I didn't really feel like doing anything. So I just, there were three people in the theater. I just thought it would be a nice way to spend a couple of relaxing hours. That's what I do.
It probably was.
Everybody asks me what I do for relaxation because I don't do a lot of it. I don't go out of my way to do it. But I really do enjoy going to the movies. There's something about it. It just gets my mind. I'm going to a different place going there. So anyway, I just feel like it's a movie that has value. Even though it's not really my thing, it was kind of a good thing. All right, let's get some sports news in here as we have time at 43 past the hour. The Texas Rangers and their pitcher, Marty Perez. He's called Martin, but do they call him Marty? I think they call him Marty, don't they?
Don't know, but if you know more than us, sure.
Yeah.
Really. All right, so anyway, there's a story circulating, Jennifer, about him. Mm-hmm. And what happened, this is a rather bizarre story, baseball
story. Yeah, this is bizarre, and it's definitely out of spring training where I got some devastating news this morning. I woke up to the fact that Justin Turner from my Dodgers, who also play in the Cactus League as well, got hit by a pitch yesterday and broke his wrist.
Ooh.
Please, let's not start the season this way, everybody. But... Here we go. All right, so enough about my Dodgers and focus on the Texas Rangers. There was a story that circulated recently that the Rangers pitcher, Martin Perez, suffered the offseason's first bizarre baseball injury when he fractured his elbow in an incident with a bull. Not a ball, a bull. The injury, though serious at the time,
sounds like a lot of bull to me.
That's right. Didn't keep him out of spring training. He made his Cactus League debut on Sunday and revealed a dark twist to his run-in with a bull. Perez said he killed the bull and ate it. I killed him and I ate him. That's what Perez told the press when they asked about the incident. Perez said that he phoned his brother on his way back to Venezuela following his surgery in Texas, and the decision was made. It was good meat, Perez said. No more bull. Though he was initially expected to miss the start of the regular season, Perez is close to full strength after his extended work on Sunday. So how about that?
All right. So let's stay in the baseball world, Victoria.
The bull world.
Yeah.
the bull world or the baseball world. Now, this is no bull, though, right?
Yes, spring training, of course, is a mandatory part of the player's route to get to the majors, but minor league players don't actually get compensated for working 7 days a week while they're at spring training. And even though some of them end up leaving spring training with a signing bonus and they get pulled up to the majors, and that's a great thing, the rest of them, this is shocking, the rest in there, when they make their first pro contract, They actually make less than fast food workers earn on both an hourly and yearly basis. And it's actually less money than the national minimum wage established by the Fair Labor Standards Act. So now, in 2016, two congresspersons who both had worked with MLB's PAC, they introduced an MLB-supported bill called Save America's Pastime Act. And they're trying to get the minor league players exempt from the Fair Labor Standards Act. And so that way they would actually be allowed to be paid whatever the teams want to pay them. And, of course, there's apparently a massive government spending bill that Congress is expected to consider this week. And there is a provision in there for exempting minor league players from the federal labor laws. And minor league players have been reluctant in the past to attempt to unionize. And they haven't really even spoken out about their wages, which is why this is kind of a news story to a lot of people. People didn't realize that they just aren't really getting compensated. Mm-hmm. And so they say that the salary growth in the minors over the past 40 years hasn't even been nearly enough to account for inflation. So players in the minor leagues are really waiting to see what this legislation will, how it goes, and if this bill passes, how it will change their life, hopefully. But that's I was really shocked when I read this, and this is starting to trend on social media. People really had no idea about this.
Really? All right, so there it is, something you'd think, well, I guess,
I mean,
it depends
on what. Even Tim Tebow's not getting paid.
Promise, yeah, you have. What promise do you show? Tebow's not getting that. Why do you suppose he was doing it last year, too? Did he not get, well, it's only in spring training. Once they go into the season,
yeah,
they get
paid. Yeah,
he
wants to make
though,
it
right?
to the bigs. Right?
Yeah, but he was sent back down already. So.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because he ran into a sprinkler. He's fine. He'll be back.
He ran into a sprinkler?
Yeah, he twisted his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, okay.
Well, it's also, yes, he had an ankle injury, but he also, like, hit the ball one time.
It was his ankle, Victoria.
His ankle.
Fake news.
Fake news. He didn't miss every single swing.
47 after the hour. A personal thank you from Mike Lindell. Those of you who have gone to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, bought yourself some pillows, maybe some of the other things that are there. They have a sale on cotton queen-size pillows and a set of pillowcases as well. This is something that you'll want to do. This is, all of these pillows have different, was it, when we got ours, we had gray and blue and yellow and pink, I think, weren't they? Different colors, so that you could, from that, find out what it was that you thought was the right firmness. I think they have different grades of firmness in there, described by, I can tell I'm on my own on this.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
yeah,
but okay.
They asked us whether there was a gray and a different. Nobody remembers the color coding?
Nope.
What is there? No. You guys aren't remembering anything.
I got a white pillow.
I got a white pillow. And they said, what kind of bed do you have? And do you have someone that sleeps in it with you? And and what T-shirt size do you wear? I think that was the question.
Okay.
So clearly I said, absolutely, California King and extra small, baby, load me up.
Luxury, quality, and craftsmanship. Yes, we understand. Benchmarks of this fabulous company. The fact that everything is made with 100% cotton. The pillows adjust to your individual needs, machine washable, machine dryable. My Pillow, made here in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Today, you can get a 4-pack of My Pillows and get them at the price that you pay if you're only getting two. 50% off the price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com and get the 50% off deal. Not only on that, but many other things they're promoting at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, 53 at the hour now on the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here with a couple of tech stories. I have a focus on Uber for a moment because their self-driving cars may not be such a great idea. I'm so totally against self-driving cars. They've removed all of their self-driving cars from the roads. The first fatality involving a fully autonomous car took place, killing 49-year-old Elaine Hertzberg as she walked her bicycle across the street in Tempe, Arizona. A driver was behind the wheel. The vehicle involved one of Uber's self-driving vehicles. The police say it was an autonomous mode at the time of the collision. So why wouldn't the person driving, I wonder,
that's the big question.
This.
That's really the big question. Right. You're stopped at an intersection or you're going through an intersection. You see a woman walking a bicycle across the intersection. How do you not hit the brakes?
You don't hit them if you're not driving the car. That's a
no, the person was behind the wheel.
I understand that, but she wasn't driving the car.
No. The person behind the wheel of the car can override the autonomous system
but
and hit
didn't.
The brakes. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Why didn't that person hit the brakes?
I think we're saying the same thing.
Well, you said she. The victim was a she. The driver was a he.
The driver was a he.
Yeah.
My sex is mixed. All right.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, who knows what's going to happen. I think these things are a menace, and I'm not interested in them at all. And I'm not trying to necessarily promote bad publicity, because I happen to like Uber. But I don't like the idea of self-driving cars. I think we're way ahead of ourselves here when it comes to that. It's some of the from the Yikes department.
We'll talk about the Yikes department. One of the scariest things of all, is they've done with these autonomous cars, and it's not just Uber, it's any of the autonomous cars.
Yes.
They, if there's a sticker, and often people, you know, put stickers on stop signs, graffiti or whatever, you know, their favorite band, you know, you often see stickers on stop signs. If there's a sticker, the autonomous vehicle cannot actually read the stop sign. So they're blowing through stop signs if there's graffiti or a sticker on the sign. That's a huge problem.
Yep,
maybe that's actually what happened in this case.
Could be. All right, in a moment, Victoria's going to bring us up to date on Walmart's latest move right after this other important technical information.
The Geek Out.
Astronaut Scott Kelly has literally given up his body for science. Now, he is the guy who has spent more time in space than anybody, 522 days to be exact. He's also an identical twin to Mark, who was also an astronaut, and the pair of them have provided scientists a near-perfect living lab to compare the long-term effects of space on the human body. Now, Scott retired a couple of years ago, but they've continued to study him and his brother, and while the final results will come out later this year, they've already told us 7% of Scott's genes have changed permanently. And I have no idea how they break that news to you. I've got the crazy story of astronauts Scott and Mark Kelly on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, let's get back to our focus on Walmart in this particular instance. So, Victoria, what are they doing?
Well, amid growing pressure from Amazon, Walmart is now the latest retailer to offer in-home product setup for their customers, which is actually great. So if you buy a TV from Walmart, they've partnered with a startup called Handy, and they will, you can book your appointment, and the Handy person will come into your house and mount the TV for you and assemble any furniture and things like that. Amazon already does this, where if you buy products like that need to be put together, they will hook you up with a local worker who will come into the house and do that. Other companies like Target uses TaskRabbit, and so this is a great thing. Handy was actually founded in 2012. It has since raised $110 million in funding, and it's exactly how it sounds. It's a handyman, handy person for hire. And so, TV mounting costs $79, which is actually a pretty good deal. That's cheaper than Best Buy and other companies. And furniture assembly is $59. IKEA, I think, is actually partnering with TaskRabbit as well to actually come into your home and install and set up all the IKEA furniture and build it for you, which everyone knows is a nightmare.
Yes, it is. If you have
You've never done it, but it's a nightmare.
No, I put them together myself, or at least I find somebody to help me put them together. I'm handy that way, if you will. All right, 59 past the hour. Aren't you informed? Don't you feel informed? This is the DJV experience.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.